Elliot, the report that you produced here, which I know we found through the Precision Ag Institute, called Precision Powers Profit. I think it's got some great information in there that growers of any kind would be very interested in when it comes to this whole precision ag technology and how that helps them in their bottom line. What are some of the key findings that you present in this report?
I'll tell you, Chuck, the one thing is that we found overwhelmingly that growers that have adopted precision technology are finding they're more profitable by using it. And that profitability comes, of course, in two ways. It comes by being more careful with their input costs and hence reducing their costs and then their cost of production. And then it also comes from being able to produce a higher yield. And thereby, you know, in between there, you gain more profit, of course.
Well, I know that there are a lot of farmers who still are not, I guess you'd say, taking advantage of what precision can offer, and they're still looking at this. What were some of the things you found that might be kind of keeping them back still from going ahead and making that investment?
Two things that we saw that were very singular, and they may be related. One is that they still have an entry cost barrier. They're still not sure about how to assign this cost and if they can amortize this cost over the years. That it just seems to some to be too big a deal, too big of a barrier to get in. And the second part of it is that they still maintain many who have not adopted. And I think we did the first study ever of non-adopters on precision. And the second thing that they mentioned is that, well, it's just too complex. It's just too complex and difficult to get involved with.
Besides even the profitability part of the equation here, you know, we're in this environmentally conscious and, in fact, almost hyper-conscious society today.
Yes.
But from a public opinion standpoint, farmers using precision ag, it certainly is something that would help address how they are taking care of the environment, because there are some benefits there too, right?
That's exactly right. And I think there are three key things to remember with adoption of precision agriculture. One is that it's a more efficient crop production system that you'll be able to bring about with the use of this technology. The second thing is that you are going to find yourself producing more. Your profitability, you're going to find yourself earning more. And 8 of 10 growers that we inquired about their precision ag adoption said that they were making more money by using precision. The third thing is the stewardship issue. You know, Chuck, there's no time in the future that we can see less scrutiny probably from an environmental standpoint of our production systems. You know, it's the kind of thing that is going to that we're going to get more scrutiny from the court of public opinion rather than less. And I think precision agriculture gives us a very good story to tell about to the American public about agriculture and agriculture's environmentalism.
Anything else that you found that you might want to share at this point?
I guess you know, people have been forever trying to figure out if, well, does precision pay? It's been the time-honored question, and we've been following precision agriculture. I guess I've been writing about it since the early 90s, and that's why we wanted to ask the people that have adopted it if it does. And what they've told us is that it definitely pays. 80% of the people say that yes, they're making more money with precision, and anywhere from $5 an acre up to just shy of $10 an acre. You know, five. I think the research showed something like $5.40 an acre up to $9.40 something cents an acre more that they're making since they've adopted precision.
Well, that's significant, and I'm just guessing that the folks at John Deere would say that precision pays, and hence the name of the website. Well, thank you very much, Elliot, for your time. Appreciate it, and we will continue to look forward to more great things from the Precision Ag Institute.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the time.